President Trump has promised to pull a U-turn on electric vehicles. The Biden administration had a suite of policies promoting cleaner cars. Trump has plans to undo pretty much all of them. But the federal government does not turn on a dime, and neither does the auto industry. NPR's Camila Domonoske covers the world of cars. Hi, Camila.
Hi, Sasha.
Give us a sense of the range of things Trump is trying to roll back.
Yeah, it's a lot. These are policies that Biden had endorsed in order to support cleaner cars and specifically American-made electric vehicles. You can break it up into two big buckets. One is carrots, so think money for EV chargers or tax credits to make EVs cheaper. And then the other bucket has sticks, like emissions and fuel economy standards that are so strict that automakers have to make EVs to meet them. And then there's also some really important rules at the state level, driven mostly by California, maybe a third bucket there.
So beyond just cancel everything, what are the changes that are coming for these policies?
Yeah, you know, we know what the direction is, but we don't know the details. So the rules are going to be loosened, the money is going to be cut, but how loose, how much money, how fast, this is all very much TBD. Some of this needs to go through agencies, there's steps. Some is going to be debated in Congress, and some of it's going to ultimately be decided by the courts, and there could really be surprises along the way. You know, a few days ago, I would have told you very confidently that if we're talking about changes to the vehicle regulations, the earliest they could kick in would be a few years from now, because there's always some time to adjust. But the new Secretary of Transportation has just ordered his agency to evaluate these rules starting 3 years in the past. So regulations about vehicles already built and sold. I was at a meeting about auto regulations in D.C. when that news dropped. I can tell you nobody in the industry expected that start date.
Does that mean there are parts of the industry feeling the effect immediately?
So everything I just talked about, really, there's steps to be taken. Status quo is in place for now and things like tax credits. But then you look at things like EV chargers. One of the things Trump did immediately was he froze the disbursement of money that the government had allocated specifically for building more EV chargers, particularly in places where chargers are needed but not really profitable. And this is a funding freeze, by the way, that is still in place. It's not that other funding freeze that got reversed. So companies that have a approval to build these chargers, including like truck stop chains that want to add plugs next to their gas stations, they are right now confused about whether they're going to get that money. Armando Rivera Jacobo is a lawyer who works on infrastructure projects, and he says they still might.
At the end of the day, there is a contract, and so far the government hasn't said that they will not satisfy their obligations under those contracts.
And if the government does back out, that would trigger lawsuits, he says. But that does have impact on companies right now.
Does this mean the auto industry will basically decide we can't make electric vehicles anymore?
Well, no, because look, the industry is not just responding to the U.S. government when they think about EVs. They're looking at consumers who are demanding some electric vehicles, regulations in other countries. They're worried about being able to compete with China, which is making very popular EVs. So yes, there's a ton of uncertainty. And Sasha, we haven't even talked about Elon Musk or tariffs, but whatever happens with the U-turn on U.S. policy, companies are still going to make EVs. It is a question how quickly the industry is going to move.
Camila Domonoske covers cars for NPR. Thanks, Camila.
Thanks.